and welcome to Lowcroft Primary School Podcast. We are so glad you have joined us for another episode. I am Edward.
I'm Oakley.
I'm Oscar.
I'm Amelia.
And we'll all be your hosts today, bringing you all the latest news, interviews and special shout-outs from around our amazing school.
A big warm welcome to all of our listeners, whether you're listening from home, in the car, even in the classroom. We've got a great show lined up for you. Here's what's coming up in today's episode.
A roundup of the latest school news and an exciting interview in our hot seat section. And of course, we'll be celebrating some amazing achievements in Student Spotlight.
As we reach half term, we are happy to start seeing later mornings and light to evenings. A lot has been going on around school to share with you, so we cannot wait to get started. Let's begin as always with our breaking news section. Some of our children went to multi-sport event at Berry Grammar. They took part in a range of activities designed to build confidence, teamwork and enjoyment of sport. They approached each challenge with enthusiasm and positivity. Thank you for representing our school so well, all of you.
So well.
We said goodbye to Ms. Asnail, who has been working with Year 4 since September as part of her student placement. She has been a valued member of the Year 4 team, and her presence in the classroom will certainly be missed. We wish her every success in her future career.
We are delighted to share the full results from the indoor athletics competition. Our pupils delivered a series of excellent performances across a range of events. The team finished in an impressive 6th place overall out of 23 schools. This is a fantastic achievement and reflects the commitment and effort shown by all the athletes who took part.
We were delighted to see how learning has continued beyond the classroom. When Theo in Year 5 was inspired by the Big Bird Watch to design and make his own birdhouse at home, Theo showed excellent creativity and practice skills, producing a thoughtful and well-made habitat for birds.
We loved having a samba band session this week. Every class had the opportunity to take part in a special workshop where they became a part of a samba band and experienced different instruments. Year 6 were even able to perform their piece to the whole school after only a 40-minute session, which was incredible to see. That's all for breaking news. Now to our hot seat time.
Hot seat interview this week, we welcome back three members of our cross country team, Henry, Theo and Bella, who did well enough in the Berry cross country competition that they qualified for the Greater Manchester cross country event, which is amazing achievement. Welcome guys.
How did it feel when you found out you had qualified to represent at the Berry Greater Manchester cross country competition?
I felt excited and happy, but also a little bit nervous.
Did the atmosphere feel different at the Greater Manchester event compared to the Berry competition? In what ways?
I think it did feel different because there was a lot more people than the Berry one, and it was just feel different because it's a bigger achievement than Berry.
What was going through your mind on the start line, knowing you were running not just for yourself, but for Berry?
I was a bit nervous, but I just knew I needed to concentrate and pace myself.
Were there more runners or tougher competition this time? How did that change your strategy?
So I went to get at the front, so I barged my way through it to the front.
At what moment from the Greater Manchester race are you most proud of?
I'm most proud of that, like when I finished it, because I had the feeling that I've done it and I've did really well.
What did you learn from competing at a high level that you didn't know before?
Do your best.
If another pupil at our school wanted to one day represent Bury like you did, what advice would you give them?
Okay. Just don't sprint and pace yourself or you'll lose energy really quickly.
Do your best.
It doesn't matter where you come because it's a really big achievement to even get there. And it just remember that you did the Bury one really well, so you can do this one.
Well done, everyone, and thank you for representing our school so well. It was great having you as our hot seat interview.
Each week, our student spotlight segment is a chance to give a shout out to any member of the team, Lower Croft, who has achieved something outside of school. If you would like something to be given a shout out, you can send a message on Seesaw or via email to your class teacher or Mr. Roberts.
Well done to Eleanor in year two, who achieved a distinction in her recent tap dance exam. Keep it up.
Charlotte in year three got coach's player at football recently and scored a goal in a 3-0 win for Westbury Hearts. Amazing performance, Charlotte.
Well done Ruben in reception, who has moved up to level 3 in his swimming lessons. What an achievement. Great to hear about Mabel Alice in year 3, who received honours in her IDTA street dancer exam. Keep it up.
That brings us to the end of this episode of Lower Croft Primary School podcast. We hope you've enjoyed it as much as we have. A huge thank you to everyone who took part, our brilliant guests, our amazing students, and of course you, our listeners.
Before we go, at the end of each episode, we will be giving you a brain teaser to think about before our next episode. Last episode's teaser was this: I fly without wings, I cry without eyes, I go wherever I go, darkness follows me. What am I? The answer was, of course, a cloud. Well done if you got it.
Here's a teaser for this episode. What has a neck but no head? I'll repeat that. What has a neck but no head? If you think you know the answer, you'll have to tune in next time to find out if you're right.
Make sure to listen out for our next episode, which will be coming your way on Friday, 13th of March. We'll have even more exciting updates, fun interviews and special surprises. We'll see you next time on the Lower Croft Primary School podcast. Bye for now.